0049.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Everyone, it's Gus Kattengill asking you to join me each and every weekday for the Sports Hangover, noon to 3 p.m. right here on ESPN New Orleans. We'll give you the latest on the Saints, from what's happening on the field to how you feel about the black and gold. College football has a home on our show. National guest weekly, break down the top 25 SEC and more. Tigers, Cardinals, Wave, we'll break down their matchups all week. And nobody else covers the Pelicans like we do. Hells fans, you know where to flock up. It's the Sports Hangover, weekdays 12 to 3 on ESPN New Orleans.
This is Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans. De La Salle, the right fit. And here's your hosts, Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Fave Favorite.
No, it's not every day in the world of sports that somebody could say that they've done something or have or are about to do something that has never been done before, but that's exactly what we saw last week with De La Salle and Montrell Johnson breaking the all-time school single-game rushing record, getting over 300 yards rushing in a big win. And he is going to be joining us on the set now, as well as his mother, Katie Black, who's a local recording artist in the area. So, Montrell, I'm going to ask you right out of the gate, man. You were not expecting to be the starting tailback in this game, but whenever you got in there, I'm sure you were ready to rock and roll, and it showed in a big way, having a huge performance. What were your thoughts going through your head as that was all unfolding?
I just knew that I had to step up. You know, Kendall went down, I had to step up and just follow the game plan, follow the line.
My next question for you, Montrell, I mean, it's a big deal, obviously. For one, y'all have a really good running back core. You, LeBranch, and of course, Kendall. Obviously, you guys all have different styles. I guess explain to our listeners, big run like that, school breaking record. What's your style of play in terms of running back? Who would you maybe pad yourself behind? You more like a Mark Ingram downhill running back, or you like to get silky like Alvin Kamara? Talk to me now.
I feel like I'm like Alvin Kamara. I could do everything. I feel like I'm all around. I could be a power back, and I could be like a elusive back at the same time.
Hey, that's awesome. Now, I'm going to ask Keedy Black something for a minute. I'm going to ask you to be a mom for a second here. When you see Kendall go down, and you know that Montrell's going to be getting a lot of the carries for the rest of the game, and then he starts breaking, boom, these long runs after long run after long run. He's over 300 yards rushing. That had to be a special 90 minutes, and 90 minutes that you're probably never going to forget.
Actually, she's actually coming up the hall right now.
Okay, my bad.
She has her high heels on. Looks like we have the little one with us, too. So we're going to have to restate that question.
Sure, sure. Just let me know when she's ready. But I got one more for Montrell. You know, against such a big rival, I was asking Trey this earlier in the show. What was it that you guys were doing up front that were bothering them so much? Because usually, you know, a good run is 6-7 yards. But you guys were breaking 30, 40, and 50-yard runs. You guys must have been really winning at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I was just telling the line that we have to have energy. We have to pound on down after down. We just have to keep going at it.
No doubt. We have Miss Keedy on set now.
Okay, so I'll ask
Thank you for joining us, Key.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Katie, it's Casey Gisler out in the studios in New Orleans, or in La Rose. Great to meet you. Great to talk to you. I was just asking, as a mother, when you know, Montrell's out there and you know, Kendall Collins goes down, and then all of a sudden Montrell steps up and just starts doing unbelievable things. That had to be a night that you guys are going to remember for such a long time in your household.
Well, actually, Montrell has always been, like, extra awesome on and off the field, so it's not surprising to me. He's been breaking records since park ball. He's an awesome kid, awesome on and off the field, but I was excited about him getting the chance and the opportunity to go out and to show, you know, on a whole nother level as far as in high school and as a sophomore.
That's awesome. Now, Keedy, obviously, and you talk about him playing park ball and noticing it so early. Obviously, you guys have a musical household. When did you notice that maybe Montrell would be an amazing running back or a football player?
Probably at the age of five or six.
Five or six? Man, you've been rolling since like that, since 5 or 6 years old?
Yeah.
Come on now.
His coaches used to be like, this boy's going to buy you a big old house. He's amazing. Like, girl, you better stick with this boy. He's awesome. And they used to always tell me, he going to buy you a first big house. I said, nah, I'm going to buy my own first big house. He probably buy the next one.
I'm going to get on this TVE, mama.
Montrell, last year was such a special season for the football team. You make it to the Superdome, come up a little bit short, though. I'm sure that that had to be brewing all throughout the offseason. You guys have stayed hungry.
Yes, sir. We had to develop in the weight room. You know, we got a young team this year, and we have to develop. And, you know, as we develop, we have another shot at getting to the Super Bowl again.
Hey, man, yeah, I want to get to have another shot too, brother. Now, this is what I'm impressed about right here, Keedy. This young man here is lean, right?
Right.
What are y'all eating in the house? Because you see right here, I have this little keg right here. I want to be able to have a six-pack like him. I mean, come
look,
here looking like
up.
Tyrese.
Look, sit up so you can
so,
see.
and again, I know Coach Jones and Coach Ryan and all the guys over there, they stress nutrition a lot. So what are y'all eating over there in that household that's keeping this young man so lean? Well, both of y'all, really.
It's just in the genes.
Man.
But I'm going to tell you one thing about Montrell. He's very disciplined when it comes down to eating, and it kind of blow my mind to see him, you know, not want to drink cold drinks and to want to drink water and Gatorade and stuff like that. He's, like, very dedicated when it comes down to eating the right things. And, Mom, I need my this, I need that, Mom. I can't eat this. I don't want to eat fried foods. And it just blows my mind. I'm just excited to see that he's, you know, hungry for it, and he want to make sure that he's putting the right intake in his body to be able to perform on the field.
Keedy, we're going to ask you a little bit about your music here. As I know that you're you got a lot of things going on. Tell us about some of the things that you're doing right now, some of your inspirations, some people that have influenced you. I know that Marlon's going to be interested because he's a big music guy as well. Tell us about some of those things.
Actually, I'm an inspirational speaker, and I turn my music around to be more inspirational, to match me as a person and also to match my speaking. So now I'm doing inspirational music with a little bit of Christian, you know, hip-hop, something sort of in that area. But it's still more inspirational to the people, to just inspire them and encourage them along the way.
That's big time. It really is. And it says a lot about, you know, the talent in y'all's household. And speaking of New Orleans talent, I mean, obviously – you have the musical talent, and you have a young man that's gifted on the field. Just want to, I guess, give New Orleans a shout out and a highlight right now. What does that? How does that make you feel as a parent to know that you had really great opportunities to take your career to the next level musically, and you see your son, early sophomore, still have some time left to go in high school, be able to share some of the same qualities we have here in the New Orleans area?
I'm very excited just to see you. Just to see where Montrell come from, you know, just, I'm always overexcited. And he's like, Mom, why are you so excited? I'm like, Montrell, we from the Magnolia Project. People don't make it out there. You know, people don't get to follow their dreams and to get to the next level. I'm excited because sometimes you guys are labeled. And if they label you, now we're working against that, and we're turning things around, and we're walking, and we're breaking chains, and we're doing something different. So I'm very excited about that.
Montrell, what are some things you're seeing on film this week that could power your football team against this next opponent?
I'm seeing a lot of things from the linebackers. They flow with the ball. They go with the ball a lot. I see that they have a very weak defensive line that we could take advantage of that. And for the special teams, they like to steal possessions.
Montrell, what are some things? Obviously, man, you had a big performance this week. Got some honors here by NOLA.com, and it's just been a really good week. What are some things you've been doing along with Coach Jones to kind of, you know, not stay content but continue to get better from that? Obviously, y'all running back core is pretty good. So what are some of the things you're doing this week to keep that going?
We've been doing a lot of, like, drills and stuff, like footwork and stuff like that, like a lot of pass protection stuff to get my blocking better and stuff. That's really it.
Montrell, when did you realize that your performance on Friday night was a school record? Were they kind of keeping you updated throughout the game? Did you find out after the game? And then second part to that question is, how does it feel to know that you've done something that no one in the history of your school has ever done before?
I found out after the game, and it feels amazing. Everybody congratulating me. I just feel like a superstar.
You are.
Very polite young man, too. He really is. One more question for you, Montrell, from my end. I like to ask high school running backs this, and really I ask Trey this too for his position, so I like to have guys stick to their position. Obviously, you want to be a student of the game, right? In the NFL right now, who are your top three running backs?
Like Alvin Kamara, Leonard Fournette, and Ezekiel Elliott.
I like that last one, man. That last one's the other two were really good, but, man, you know, the Cowboys, they rolling now. You know Ezekiel's leading in rushing right now, right? You know that? And Alvin's rolling, too. Yeah. Pretty good. And Leonard, that's our boy, right? Mm-hmm. Got to represent the 504. Hello, somebody.
Marlon, you know that I got excited, too, when he said Ezekiel Elliott. You know that I jumped up out of my chair when he said Ezekiel Elliott. So we're all over here having a great time. Now, Keedy, I want to ask you one last question, then we could wrap up and take our next commercial break. If anybody wants to listen to you or book you to speak in an event, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, actually, my email address is KEEDYBLAKK@gmail.com. And I'm also on Instagram at I am Keedy Black, IamKeedyBlack. I am Keedy Black.
Sounds like a winner. Montrell, congratulations on the honor. Thanks to Ms. Keedy for joining us as well. Best of luck to both of you guys in the coming weeks as De La Salle keeps rolling and then Keedy continues doing great things with her words and her music and all that great stuff. It's Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we're going to have De La Salle running back coach Chris Jones to talk about some of the things the Cavaliers are looking to do in the coming weeks. Stay tuned. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Technology moves at the speed of innovation. And today, that's lightning fast. So when you get your hands on the latest tech, don't forget to do the right thing with your old devices. Recycle them. The Consumer Technology Association and its members are making recycling your old tech device as easy as purchasing new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the responsible recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find lots of tips to simplify your recycling, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Television sets, video game consoles, smartphones, tablets, they're all recyclable. Don't let them clog up your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org. You're sharp enough to get the latest tech tools into your home. Now be responsible enough to get your old devices to the recycler. That's greenergadgets.org.
Escúchame, it is Dan Levitation, ESPN Radio.
Think about this, right? What they're trying to fix there is old guy referee chasing a play where there may or may not have been a bump, and that's worth 70 yards in a game of violent real estate acquisition.
Right.
Like you can't have, nobody can get a 70-yard play, and then you just lob a ball up, and old guy's running back there, and maybe there's some hand contact, and you get a 70-yard penalty. And I think what happens when you change this rule, though, is now are you not risking that football is going to have fewer and fewer actual deep plays because cornerbacks, if they're beaten, they're just going to tackle a dude. They're just going to take him out and take the 15 yards. Are the pros going to the pros playing by college rules going to just take away all deep balls because corners who are beat are not going to do anything other than just grab a guy and you eliminate any possibility of deep play?
The Dan Levitation Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
It's Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans, every Wednesday here on ESPN New Orleans. Now, here's your hosts, Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Faye Favorite.
You know, I'll sit there at work and it'll feel like I've been there for, 6 hours, and I've only been there for 1 hour. But here, it feels like I've been here for 5 minutes, and the show's already almost over. It's only got 45 minutes left. Time flies when you're having fun. It's Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School. We want to thank Montrell Johnson and Keedy Black for joining us in the last segment. We want to congratulate Montrell again for that unbelievable performance that he had last week for De La Salle. Now we'll be joined by their running backs coach, Chris Jones, who is coaching up a great group of running backs. Coach Jones, first question I'll have for you is, record-setting night. What was going through your head as you were seeing that take place?
The crazy thing about it is the whole week, Kendall Collins was heavily involved in the game plan. So he got hurt on the first play, and you kind of look down the sidelines. All the coaches are, like, looking at each other like, oh, crap, what are we going to do? So I look at Montrell, I was like, hey, this is your time, man. So he gets in the game, and I can kind of tell he's nervous, and kinda, I got to settle him down. And once he broke that long one, you kind of see all the pressure just lift off his back, and he just had fun. And the offensive line, coached by Coach Carl, they did a good job of opening up the hole. So we were very successful with that.
Man, Coach, I mean, obviously we coached 2 years together, but I've seen the growth not only in you as a coach but in your players. Man, how important it is to roll 3 and 4 deep at this running back position. I mean, you have your starter go out. Obviously, you have a youngster here ready to roll. Man, what does that mean from a coach's perspective?
It's a blessing when you have 4 or 5 guys you can just plug in and you don't really miss a beat when whoever goes in. So I kind of instill in my guys, don't approach the game as a backup. If you think you're 4th string, you're going to play like you're 4th string. If you approach the game like you're a starter, you're going to play like a starter. So all my guys, they'll approach the game like they're starters. So, and they all know that any given night, anybody can go off. As you saw in week 1 on Byron Phillips, he was 3rd string running back, and he was player of the week. He was player of the game that game. And I kind of think they embrace the role, and they know in this offense is we're very run heavy, so they know anybody can get the ball. It's not just one guy.
Coach, we were talking to Trey Hand in the first hour of the show about the game, and we asked him straight up, said, look, Kendall Collins goes down. Did you think Montrell could get this done? And he said without hesitation, he said, look, we knew he was a big-time player who could do big-time things. Is that sort of what you guys were sensing as well? It's like, hey, this kid's ready. We've got a lot of other running backs who could shine as well.
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing about it. With Montrell, you see he has all the measurables that you want a running back. He's 5'11", 193, runs a 4.440. He just needed an opportunity to just step in and show he could carry the load if Kendall went down. And I was more excited when he was busting the long runs than he was. He run out the sidelines not excited. I was like, man, look, this is what we preach about, I think that's kind of what you could kind of see after that game. You can kind of see he's ready to show everybody what he can bring to the table.
Now, Montrell, my next question is for you. 4.4, and you're a sophomore. That speed right there, man. I have to give you that. off-season training, right? I mean, obviously we're in season right now. Right now it's just all about executing the game plans and making sure you're taking care of your body. What are some of your off-season regimens to get you ready to this point of the season that you do in the spring?
Just squats. We were, in the summertime, we ran a lot of 40s to get to help us, make us faster and stuff like that. Not just squats to make you better.
This next question is for both player and coaches. That you guys had lost two games in a row, and then you enter a bye week. And we were talking with the last show with Trey about this, is that that bye week was really good for your team because you could collect your thoughts, get better in practice, and it showed against Riverside that you guys have made some improvements. Talk about how much that bye week helped this football team.
With the bye week, it has a positive effect or it can have a negative effect. But with us, it kind of gave us a chance to just look ourselves in the mirror and see what we could do to get better and get better at playing D-side football. As you can see, we lost a lot of players last year. You know, you lose a Lance Robinson and Jamarin James. You know, it's tough to replace guys like that. So with the bye week, it was very good for us to just get back healthy and just get back to playing D-side football.
Man, Coach, y'all had a big nick last week losing Kendall in the game and had to throw Montrell in. You get Kendall back, and obviously you have LeBranch. How does that change the dynamic of your offense after seeing Montrell's performance?
With Montrell, you could tell he's young and he's raw, but the more experience and more game time he gets, you can kind of see him finally just playing and not thinking. And that's what the big thing with Montrell. He overthinks a lot instead of just trusting his ability and just trusting that the coaches are going to put him in the right position to be successful. And with Kendall going down, it was kind of like a blessing in disguise because Montrell wasn't heavily involved in the game plan. With Kendall going down, now we know we have a second guy we could just plug in and to help Kendall and lead us in the right direction.
Coach, it was a big weekend for the Cavaliers all around as you guys get the win first off. But then on Saturday, Julian Gums goes ballistic for Nicholls State University as a breakout game. I'm sure that made you guys really, really happy.
I was watching the game and I was texting him at the same time. Wasn't even thinking that he didn't have his phone on him. But I was so happy for him because he was so overlooked last year by a lot of colleges. And we told Nicholls, that was his only offer, actually. And we told Nicholls, you are getting probably one of the best players in the state of Louisiana. And they seen it going into summer camp. They was like, you guys weren't lying to us. And I'm like, Julian's going to be special. And that show, he's just a freshman. He just needed an opportunity to show what he could do, and he did that.
Now, Montrell, man, motivation is key, right? Man, how does that make you feel knowing that your teammate from last year is playing well on the collegiate level? Does that motivate you? And also, just give us your overall feeling about that.
I feel great. So, it does motivate me a lot. It shows that he's balling. I want to ball like him. And I just want to do things the right way.
No doubt.
Coach Jones, looking at the rest of your schedule, you got Haynes Academy, Lusher, St. James, St. Charles, Donaldsonville. That is the second half of your season and, of course, the postseason. What are some things you guys as a football team have to get cleaned up here if you guys want to make that deep playoff push?
We saw last week that when we played Riverside, we had a lot of penalties that in order for us to play great, we have to focus on playing D-side football. That's having less penalties, taking care of the ball, and just being in the right spot and trusting your coaches. And everybody's saying, we're playing Haynes and they're a bad team, but we're not really worried about that. We're just focusing on us. If we focus on us, we will get the job done. And we're not looking down the road. We're just taking it week by week. And as long as we stay healthy, we can make a run.
Yeah, Coach, y'all have Haynes this week, and, obviously we're at the midpoint of the season. What are some of the things you're telling your guys, as y'all approach the second half of the season just to, stay focused on?
We're focusing on playing our game, and that's taking care of the ball because we know with the offense it really goes through the running backs and the offensive line. So we're kind of focusing on on being aggressive and finishing every play. So if you see in practice, my guys, we're not running 5-10 yards after every carry. We're running 40-50 yards because we know in the end, fourth quarter, they're going to go to Montrell, Kendall, Byron, Deontay, and we're just going to go from there. And that's a great thing about it. I love this offense because it's running back friendly. And I just love wearing the opposing defense out. There's no greater feeling than just watching them get down to three-point stance, and it's like, oh, man, they about to run the ball again. I love it. I love this offense. I love the fact that Coach Mallett believes in me and God and these kids, and I'm blessed to be in this situation.
Montrell, we have Elena on every show, and she talks about some of the things you guys are doing to stay in shape and stay hydrated. Now, when you go from that role where you're getting 6 or 7 carries to have that role where you're getting 20-plus carries, what are some things that you're doing to make sure that your body's okay throughout the course of a game?
I drink a lot of water, sometimes Pedialyte, and I keep my blood flowing. I move around a lot.
Short and sweet. I like it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello, somebody. Talk to me now.
Marlon, you got one more for these guys before we take our next break?
Give me one more.
All right, I have one more. This week, Monday Night Football, I know we were saving this for later, but I got Coach Jones here. I know how much he loved the Saints. Monday Night Football, Redskins at home. What's the score?
It's going to be a good game. I actually like Alex Smith. Everybody think he doesn't air it out, but he makes the right decisions. And yeah. You can't have that. Yeah, that's a blessing to have a quarterback like that. But I'll say for Monday night, you know you got Drew Brees chasing that record, the passing record. So I'm going to give it on Monday night. We always come ready to play on prime time. So I'm going to say Saints 34. I'm going to give the Redskins 34-24.
Okay.
Sounds like a good pick. Coach Jones, Montrell Johnson, want to thank you all so much for the time. Good luck on Friday against Haynes Academy, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, and go Cavs.
Absolutely. It's Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. When we get back, we're going to shift gears a little bit, talk about those New Orleans Saints, talk about those LSU Tigers, and then at the end of the show, we'll wrap up, as we always do, making our picks. It's Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
De La Salle is the Christian Brothers High School on the Avenue, a tradition of excellence since 1949. Experience why De La Salle is the right fit by scheduling a spend-a-day tour for your child online at delasallenola.com. Tours are available daily through November 9th. The De La Salle Open House is on Tuesday, November 6th from 4 till 7 p.m. De La Salle, the right fit.
Hi, this is Mike Fazy. My friends at PCM call me Big Mike. This year, our PCM team is celebrating 22 years of service in the oil and gas industry. I believe our company's best assets will always be its people, and that's what makes PCM strong. I'd like to take this time to thank all the folks of Terrebonne and Lafourche for making these 22 years possible. Our local people are unmatched in their dedication and hard work. Thank you again, and here's to 22 more.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online oldsaint.com.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
John, we can't keep putting this off.
Okay, I'll clean the gutters.
I'm talking about your dad.
Well, what can we do? He wants to stay in his house.
We can make his house safer.
Yeah, I worry about the steps.
Perfect world, there are no steps, but he does have steps. And that banister only goes halfway up. And all those little throw rugs are falls waiting to happen.
So what about his prescription meds? If he forgets and takes them twice, he could get really dizzy.
Right. We could get him one of those daily pill counters. And he should have some sturdy hand grips in the bathroom and shower. This is all easy to do.
You know he's a proud guy. He's not going to take all our fussing lying down.
That's the idea.
For older people, falling and breaking a hip can be devastating. For more tips on making home safer, visit orthoinfo.org/falls. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association.
Now please, clean the gutters. Just be careful on the ladder.
Sports fans, tune into the Sports Corner every Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. for our interactive live sports talk show. From prep sports to college and the pros, we'll have coaches and media guests to bring you up to date on the latest news in the world of sports. Of course, we'll invite you to call in with questions and comments as well. That's the Sports Corner, sponsored by Dufresne Building Materials, every Saturday from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
And now back to Casey Gisclair and Marlon Big Fave Favorite with more Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans.
We're going to talk some Saints and some LSU this segment. But before we do that, Marlon, I was just in that last commercial for the Sports Corner. I got to ask you a question, okay? I know you do music and everything like that. When you're hearing yourself in a song or something, is it as awkward as it is for me when I hear myself in a commercial? Because I'm cringing over here thinking like, man, who's this douchebag on this commercial? Oh, it's me. My bad. So is that awkward for you to listen to your own music?
It is very awkward, especially when you first do it. But, like, I guess the older I got with that craft, I started to want to listen more to see how I can improve it. So it does sound weird hearing your own voice, though.
Oh, man. I can't listen to those commercials. I have to take the headphones off. It gives me goosebumps. Anyway, Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. We'll talk some pro and some college this week. We'll lead off with where Coach Jones was talking about in the last segment, which is the Saints and the Redskins. And he brought up a very good point. The Saints are at home, and there's all this attention on Drew Brees, and you know, all the headlines are about New Orleans. They're 3-1, but Alex Smith's a pretty good football player. The Redskins are 2-1. The Redskins gave New Orleans fits last year in the Dome, so they'll know how to handle that. They also beat Green Bay 31-17, so they'll know how to handle a great quarterback as well. Getting the feeling this is kind of a scary game here on Monday night between the Redskins and New Orleans.
Oh, it is scary, man. It's not a game to overlook. If you remember last year, Washington played the Saints really, really close. I think, if you look at it from every perspective, yes, they did lose Darius Geis early in the season, but Chris Thompson is a good running back, dual threat as well, out of the backfield, can catch and run. And their defense always plays tough, man. And again, if you got a quarterback like Alex Smith, he's bit the Saints in the butt before, obviously, when he was with the 49ers. But on the Saints end, man, this dynamic offense is just really, really impressive. I love the fact that that they utilize Taysom Hill the way that they use him. But again, defensively, the Saints this week, they really, really don't want to sleep. They want to make sure that they get really good pressure on Alex Smith, and secondary have to cover.
Drew Brees is going to turn 40 before this year ends, and he's got 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, completing 76% of his passes, a QBR of 82, a quarterback rating of 115. I could keep going on and on. It sounds like he's just playing PlayStation out there. He's been that good. The guy's unbelievable.
He is, man. I was actually looking at a write-up that Mike Triplett did early on ESPN, and it was just taking us through the years of Drew. I mean, obviously his milestones, when he earned the starting job out in San Diego, taking the fall, a lot of teams X'd him out because of his injuries, and then signing here and the numbers that he put up and how he's consistently got better. He left the pack. I think you scroll down, you saw the numbers, 100 quarterbacks in front of him, 50 quarterbacks in front of him, and then scrolled all the way down to the last two. If guys listening, y'all definitely go check that article out. Mike Triplett had put it on Twitter, and then he only have two guys in front of him right now, and that's Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So we're definitely watching history in the making. We're watching a legendary player, probably the best quarterback that we'll see here at New Orleans in our lifetime, Casey. But man, I'm truly impressed with Drew Brees, an old teammate of mine, and guy that's really worked hard. And hey, I know one thing. Where we're at right now, uptown New Orleans, they love him.
No doubt about it. He could run for governor right now, and he'd be strongly in contention. There's no doubt. the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Kansas City Chiefs. So we're gonna the Saints game's gonna be on Monday, but I tell you what, on Sunday my eyes are gonna be on Arrowhead Stadium as the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, you talk about video game numbers, he's been unbelievable. Monday night he struggled a little bit for the first half. The second half he ended the game with a bang, but now he's got to face Jalen Ramsey and that great Jaguars defense. If he could pass that test, the Chiefs are going to immediately be one of those teams that you could say, hey, man, these guys could win the entire Super Bowl.
Yeah, coming down in the fourth quarter, I was watching the game, and coming down that last drive, it was a tie game. It was a two-minute offense, and seeing Patrick Mahomes work through that offense, making some miraculous throws, miraculous plays, if he can continue to do that going against this tough Jacksonville defense with Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Boye, you got Calais Campbell down on the D-line, Dante Fowler, with all those key guys. If he can do what he did Monday night and what he did the previous weeks, I believe the Chiefs are going to be undefeated for a little while.
Marlon, I'll be honest. I've been a fan of Mahomes since the night that he played that bowl game against LSU because, man, LSU knocked him on his tail over and over and over again that night. But he kept getting up. He kept playing much better throughout the game. And look, he is now a bona fide superstar. 14 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Big Fave, he's turning the NFL into Texas Tech. That usually doesn't happen. Guys usually don't have this type of numbers. He's been unbelievable.
Man, this guy was so impressive on Monday night, Casey. I can't stress. And I knew, bouncing around this league, I had an opportunity to play for we call him Big Red, but Coach Andy Reid. And he makes the right decisions. He really does a good job as a head coach developing quarterbacks and really putting together prolific offenses throughout his tenure. And he has a team he can roll with, man. Did you see the guy switch the hand and throw the lefty? I thought that was pretty impressive. And any time you take a guy like Alex Smith, I'll go back to what Coach Jones said, how good Alex Smith is, and trade him to Washington, you know, let me have Patrick Mahomes, 1 year under Alex Smith to get a little leadership going, yeah, develop a little knowledge and get the temperament of a leader quarterback. Alex is going to take us into the playoffs, so he's going to have value, and we're going to trade him, and we're going to have our guy. Strong arm, has the ability to run around, baseball player, so accuracy in the pass is there. And, man, you watch out for the Chiefs. I think the power rankings have them the number two team in the league.
Look out. In the Dallas Cowboys, our team, we'll talk about them for a little bit. They got a big 26-24 win. We've been looking for a big play receiver throughout the course of the year. Dez Bryant's gone. Jason Witten's gone. Looks like Ezekiel Elliott said, you know what, we need to make big plays in the passing game. I'll make them. He had four catches, 88 yards and a touchdown to go with 25 carries, 152 yards in the running game. Ezekiel Elliott showed why he's one of the better players in the NFL, and the Cowboys needed to win that game, and they found a way to get it done.
Yeah, I feel like Ezekiel Elliott finally let himself loose. He had some very big runs, some very big receptions, and I felt like I knew it was going to take some time for Zeke to get really back in football like mode after last year he was suspended for a little while. So I feel like last year when he came back from his suspension, he was just trying to finish the season off for his team. But I feel like this year he's going to step up. They have the Texans this week. So I feel like he's going to have the same game he had against the Lions, and he's going to propel.
And Casey, if you look at this team thus far, the two losses against the Panthers are a hard-off team. That score is 16-8. They didn't run a score up on them. You look at the Seattle game, they lost 24-13. They didn't run a score up on them. So they're keeping teams, the defense is playing well enough to keep the teams under 30 points. They just have to, again, get the ball rolling a little more on offense. So it'll be a really nice matchup to check them out against the Texans this weekend.
Huge game against the Texans on Sunday night. That game's going to be in Houston. Big rivalry matchup. Big game for both of those teams. But we shift gears and talk some college football now. LSU is now 5-0. They beat Ole Miss. They looked pretty doggone good doing it. Joe Burrow and the Tigers moved down the field. Burrow had a big game with his arm and with his legs. LSU got a couple of running backs going. Defensively, they never let Ole Miss get a ton of rhythm. Now they move on to the Swamp, which is, I've been to a lot of the SEC stadiums. I haven't been to all of them, but I've been to all of the quote-unquote loud ones. Florida's a really tough place to play. It'll be a 2:30 kickoff. They're riding high after beating Mississippi State. LSU's playing Georgia next week, so a lot of folks are saying this is a trap game. Oh, man, I'm nervous about this one, man.
I'm not really nervous. One thing, if I were to be nervous, I would be nervous about that home field advantage in that swamp. It is a very hostile environment. What I mean by hostile is not like it's a whole bunch of people. So, it's like a not Tennessee big, right? It's one of those situations where the fans are literally right in your ear. Like yes. They're right behind you. So if you're sitting down, just imagine sitting down in a chair and we experienced this as kids, and we have a couple of our kids. We have Jalen still on the set, Trey, so they're young. Imagine your daddy come and stand over you and say, "Hey, boy, did you finish eating those grits? Finish eating those grits and take that trash out." And the fans are that close to you. So that's what's interesting about the swamp. But I feel confident, man, and I talked to Gus about this, and I was actually telling Charlie this a little earlier. I feel really confident about this LSU team and how they're able to play with balance. So going into the swamp, yes, Florida's 4-1. They lost to Kentucky. They're 2-1 in the SEC. But I think LSU is victorious in the swamp.
Marlon, if we would tell an LSU fan to just close their eyes as we read this stat line to them and ask them if they would take it, 18 of 25, 292 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, 9 carries, 96 yards and a touchdown. Finally, after 5 or 6 years of waiting, it looks like the Tigers have figured out that quarterback position. Burrow's playing some pretty good football right now.
Oh, we call him Smoking Joe. He's rolling, man. He has energy. He brings this leadership to this team that we hadn't seen in a long time at LSU. The guys rally behind him. He really sets the temperament. It could have went 2 ways for him, right? It could have went 1 way where he came through a whole bunch of controversy, guys transferring, and he could have came in that Miami game and stunk it up, and he could have lost the team right there. No, he came in, he performed, and he performed great. And you see the guys around him getting better. You're seeing that ball distributed throughout the receiving core. Racy McMath, he touched the ball. Justin Jefferson, he touches the ball. I mean, I can go down the names of that receiving core led by receiver coach Mickey Joseph, another West Bank, New Orleans native. That's really that receiving core looks just as good as that defense look in the secondary. So, man, it has to be very competitive at practice. I know training camp, those guys got each other better, man. So I love this LSU team. And, oh, Smoking Joe, taking them on down to Gainesville, Florida, baby. Watch out there now.
He just called the man Smoking Joe. I'm over here laughing my tail off trying to finish this segment. A coach told me one time that the greatest compliment that you could be called in the game of football is for a coach to say, "Hey, you know what? That guy's a football player." And I'm watching Grant Delpit, and I'm thinking to myself, that guy's a football player. He's intercepting passes. He's getting sacks. That one sack where he got knocked to the ground, got up, and still made the play. You're not supposed to be able to do things like that in the SEC, much less doing things like that as a sophomore. That guy's just a football player, isn't he?
Man, we had a sophomore just leave the studio at De La Salle in the high school level, right? Montrell Johnson. Yeah. And we have a sophomore out there in Baton Rouge named Grant Delpit that's making it happen. Man, this guy's a mixture between Jamal Adams and LaRon Landry, if you ask me. He's all over the field. He's making LSU had, 3 sacks last week? He had 1, should have been 2 of them. He's making interceptions. He's just doing it all. He's making a good argument. Luckily for us, he's a sophomore, because if he wasn't, hello, somebody, he's gone, baby. And you know what that means? Yeah, draft day. But man, this kid is really a hard worker. I love his play, man. I wouldn't be surprised if we wouldn't see him at the end of the conversation at the end of the year if he keep playing the way he's playing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt about it. One more LSU note before we take our next break. We talk about Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry in the last week's show. Terrence Marshall and Jamar Chase, by the time those guys are juniors, I think they're going to be right up there with those boys. They both made big plays on Saturday. They both looked the part out there.
They do. They really look good. You're looking at the number 1 and number 2 receiver in last year's high school class, and they're showing their worth right now on the field, making big plays. You said it. You couldn't have made a better comparison. Jarvis, Juice Landry, and Odell Beckham is definitely two guys that they look up to and could possibly be what they are now in the NFL.
Let's take one more commercial break. When we get back, we're going to make our picks. You're listening to Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School on ESPN New Orleans.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
New Friend Building Materials has been around since 1955 and is growing every year. We continue to be a proud family company in our second generation ownership and working on the third. We do our best to cover all your building needs while providing top-notch customer service and priding ourselves on not letting you leave without a smile. From small birdhouses to hotels and apartment complexes, there's no job too big or too small for us to handle. Our four convenient locations to serve you include Cutoff, Thibodeau, Belchase, and Slidell. So come stop by and see how we can help you and have a blessed day.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, field drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Join the fun as La Fête de Vieux-Ton, which translates the Festival of Old Times, kicks off this Friday evening with dancing from Down Home, Ryan Foray, Travis Thibodeau, and Foray Tradition. Saturday is Tête Dure, New Kick, and Velvet Sky, closing the night out with Sold Out. Sunday is Double Play, followed by Junior Lacrosse. Enjoy great food and drinks, a boucherie, sauce piquante cook-off, craft boots, carnival rides, Cajun education seminars, and much more. This weekend for La Fête de Vieux-Ton at 4484 Highway 1 at Bayou Lafourche Farm Market and Visitor Center.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win. But play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, October 5th, South Lafourche travels to Assumption. Our broadcast is sponsored by Mike Colley, candidate for Greater Lafourche Port Commission Seat H, Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, Chris Godin Insurance and Financial Services, Golden Motors, South Lafourche Bank, and John Mellison, candidate for Greater Lafourche Port Commission Seat G. Friday Night Football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
It's Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School in New Orleans. Every Wednesday, you're on ESPN New Orleans.
It's D-Day.
Mubs got beats.
And welcome back here. You're listening to Prep Weekly, brought to you by De La Salle High School. Casey Gisler here with Marlon Favorite, Trey, and Elena. And now it's my favorite time of the show. We got a chance to make our picks here in the world of local sports. We've got, starting the high school ranks, Jesuit taking on John Curtis. We talked heavily about this matchup in the first hour. Two really good teams. Who y'all got in that one?
I feel like it's going to be a defensive battle with Curtis and Jesuit. But I think Curtis is going to overtake this one. I feel like Colin Guggenheim and all those running backs and receivers, I feel like it's going to be a tough task for the Jesuit defense.
I feel like Jesuit does have a strong team, but like Trey said, it will be a tough game for them, and I'm going to go with Curtis.
I think I'll join them and call it a Curtis win as well. I mean, I do think Jesuit fights first two quarters, maybe put a little scuff up in the third quarter, but the consistency of JT Curtis' offense and the way his defense is playing is going to be a tough try. So I think Curtis wins.
I'll add one to the Curtis tally, and I'll say this. We talk about Carr University. John Curtis needs to be in that discussion as well. They're playing really, really well. They're doing great things. I think Curtis wins this game. Warren Easton taking on Bell Chase. This is a matchup between an Easton team that's faced some of the top dogs in Louisiana and an undefeated Bell Chase team that hadn't played any of the big dogs, but they've looked really, really good in their five wins.
Well, Lord, that's a hard pick right there for me. I'm going to have to go with Bell Chase. I do believe in that team. And like you said, this will be something difficult, not difficult, but new to them because they'll be playing a team like them. But I go with them.
Had an opportunity this whole summer to work with Ashton Riley, defensive end for Bell Chase. I think I'll roll with Bell Chase, too. That game is played at Bell Chase, right, Trey?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, I think they win that one. I'm going with Bell Chase.
I don't know. Young Brendan Gross, he's over there, number seven for Bell Chase. He actually attended De La Salle with me for a couple years. I've been seeing him develop into the player that he is now. From the young time he was playing defensive end to moving to D tackle to then going back outside to defensive end. But I don't know. I feel like Bell Chase has a very good defense, but Easton also has a very good defense and offense with Lance LeJohn. And then on the defense side of the ball, you have such top players as Jamal Sam and Chester Kimbrough. So I feel like Easton is going to take this one.
I'm with you, Trey. I think Easton's going to get the win, but this is going to be a close, hard-fought game. I could see this one going either way, but I'll take Easton. In the college ranks, Texas and Oklahoma. This game's always played at the old Cotton Bowl. Oklahoma's favored in the game, but Texas has been playing really well since the first week of the season.
I think I'll roll with Texas. I think Tom Herman and his old Longhorns are ready to get it rolling. It's going to be really tough to beat Oklahoma. They run a really good pro-style offense, but I just really feel that Texas might pull it off.
I feel like Marlon doesn't remember who Oklahoma has at quarterback, Kyler Murray. I don't know. I believe Kyler Murray is one of the best quarterbacks in college football, without a doubt. Dual threat, he can throw the ball, he can run the ball. We saw this past Saturday he was suspended for the suspended. He didn't start. But he came in at the end of the first drive, and we saw right when he got in, touchdown Oklahoma. So he has a very good position with that team. The team loves him. They love the way he plays. They love his attitude towards the team and the field. So I feel like Oklahoma's going to win this.
I mean, we talked about Texas being a well enough team, but are they a good enough team to beat Oklahoma? I'm going Oklahoma.
Marlon, you're on your own, brother. Ranger. You're on your own, brother. Oklahoma's going to win this one. Now, if we go to the SEC, we got Kentucky, who's 5-0. No one really believes in these guys just yet. They're going and taking on Texas A&M. And what I mean by nobody believes in these guys, if you look at the betting line in this game, Texas A&M is a 6-point favorite, even though they're 3-2 and Kentucky's 5-0.
Yeah, I feel like Kentucky is the most slept-on team in the SEC. Kentucky, they're not up there with Alabama, LSU, Florida, but they wind up beating Florida. And we saw that Kentucky team has a privilege to be in the SEC. So I feel that Kentucky is going to win this.
I'm going to go with Kentucky as well, man. I think the fact that Wilson he's throwing 5 interceptions thus far, but his completion ratio is decent. It's 62. Completions out of 93, and I mean, if you go on the if you look at the running game, talking about Snell Jr. He's right at about 638 yards as well. So I mean, I think Kentucky, they've been very impressive. The Florida win was huge, beating Mississippi State. I know Coach Jimbo Fisher is rolling over there at Texas A&M, but I don't think they beat Kentucky. I think Kentucky wins by at least a touchdown.
I have to agree with everybody. I did actually watch that game against Florida and Kentucky. And so I'm like, all right now. Well, I have to. Actually, that did go with Kentucky.
I think Kentucky's going to win as well, y'all. And you know what they say, when we all pick a team to take the other team, we're probably not going to be right. But Kentucky, I think, is going to get the win. Stay in the SEC, Auburn against Mississippi State. Y'all, this is a Mississippi State team that I thought was going to be a lot better, but they're struggling. They're 0-2 in conference. They've got a home game here against Auburn that they have to win.
They have to, man. They really have to pull off a win, especially that loss last week to Florida. Those cowbells are trying to cow Dan Mullen out of there. but you mentioned, man, Auburn right now they're 1-1 in conference play, 4-1 obviously losing to us. I think Auburn pulls off this win. I can't bet against Jarrett Stidham in this one. I mean the guy's what almost 1,000 yards on the season passing thus far, man, and with the midway point, so that's impressive. I think Auburn wins it.
I feel like with Nick Fitzgerald coming off of his injury and having surgery, I feel like he's still in that recovering process. I feel like from Mississippi State's defense, I feel like they have to stop the passing game with Jarrett Stidham and Auburn's receivers. But I'm gonna go against Marlon and I'm gonna go with Mississippi State. I think they'll battle back. They have a lot of key players. They can also rotate Keaton Thompson and with Nick Fitzgerald. For a dual threat type offense, and they also have Devontae Wobb Jason out there, who's also a good receiver. So they have a lot of potential on offense and defense. So I think Mississippi State is going to win.
Trey took the words straight out of my mouth. I believe that Mississippi State will pull that win. Also, it's like it may actually be a close game. They do have not a great team, but a well enough team to pull out a win.
Look, here's the way this works. I don't like either of these teams. They're both rivals of LSU. I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think that Auburn is not going to lose on Saturday. As I can't quite say that they're going to win, but I think Auburn's not going to lose, if you catch my drift. Cowboys are going to be taking on the Texans in the pro ranks. Marlon, this game's going to drive me off the wall. We're going to Houston facing a rival. Are our Cowboys going to get a win on Sunday?
See, man, my football senses are kicking in. And saying, man, it's going to be tough to go and beat Watson and Tyrann Mathieu.
Don't do it.
But we're going to do it, baby. Battle the Texas Texas teams. I'm going with Dallas Cowboys. We're rolling Ezekiel Elliott, number one running back right now in rushing yards. Dak Prescott, really tough to handle him in the option game. We got young Gallup. I'm going with the Cowboys, baby. Jerry's World. Not in Jerry's World, though. It's crazy.
I'm right behind him going with the Cowboys. I love Ezekiel. Like, that's my everything right there. And my family is a low-key undercover Cowboys family. So
okay.
Keep that on the hush. That's cool. Quick. So I am going with the Cowboys.
Well, go Saints.
I'm looking at the injury report right now for the Cowboys and the Texans. Sean Lee, the Cowboys starting linebacker, is his status is doubtful, and DeMarcus Lawrence, Cole Beasley, they're all questionable. But I feel like with the injuries that the Texans have right now, Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, Lamar Miller, all of those guys are questionable. And if they don't play, that's a big part of their offense right there. So I feel like, I don't know. I've been going with the Cowboys so far, and they haven't been showing up until last week. So, man. I feel like I think Battle of Texas. Oh, I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Trey, you're welcome back to the show next week, my man. Congratulations. I'm going the Cowboys as well. I think they're going to get the road win against the Texans. We've got three games to pick. They're all local games. We'll start in the pros. The Saints are hosting Monday Night Football against the Washington Redskins. I told you guys in the last segment I thought this was a scary game. Give us a pick and a score for the Saints.
All right, for the Saints, I'm going with the Saints all day. And I feel like they can win by a touchdown, maybe. Touchdown two, one or two. Not going to push my luck, but I'm going to go for a touchdown.
I think the Saints shake back on this one and get a win against Washington. I just really feel that at home, Monday night, you're the only thing on. I think the defense shows up motivated. I really think the defensive line taking inside the trenches will kick it up a notch. I see two, maybe three sacks out of Cam Jordan, so I'll take the Saints.
I'm along with all two, Marlon and Elena. I feel like it's Monday Night Football. The whole city's going to be tuned in. The dome's going to be rocking. The towers are going to be flying. Like Marlon said, going inside the trenches, I feel like the defensive line is going to step up even more. I talked to Cam Jordan yesterday, and we were talking last week about how they were preparing for Atlanta. And I feel like this week, it's even not a bigger task, but it's a big task at hand. You still have Adrian Peterson back there in the backfield that it seems like he hasn't lost a step at all. But I'm going to go with the Saints, and I say 48-24, but I feel like the Saints can put up 50 points.
Y'all, if this were a Sunday at 12 noon game, I would maybe pick the Redskins, but they ain't coming to the Dome and winning on Monday night. Give me New Orleans in a shootout, 38-31. I think Drew Brees is going to throw a touchdown pass late in the game for New Orleans to win. We're kind of stacked up against time. We know we're picking De La Salle over Haynes. That's a given. This show's brought to you by De La Salle High School. So LSU in Florida, y'all, we got about a minute quickly. Can the Tigers get that road win?
Go Tigers, man. I think we get the road win. We win by a touchdown. I don't think it's a two-touchdown win. I think we win by a touchdown. I'll go out and say 31-24.
This is one game I cannot decide. Low-key on the cup of Florida.
Oh,
high
no.
High LSU.
Man,
it's I'm going to have to pray on this game. I'm just praying for successful, hydrated, and injury-free game.
Is she taking a draw?
Yeah, y'all know I'm an Alabama fan, but I feel like LSU has too many counterparts for Florida on defense and offense. So I think LSU 35-24.
I like that. I think the Tigers are going to struggle early in the game, but I think they're going to pull away late. Give me LSU 21-14 over the Florida Gators. And a special teams play is going to make a difference because in the LSU-Florida rivalry, a special teams play always makes a difference. That's just the way it goes. We want to thank everybody for joining us throughout the show. And thank Coach Chris Jones, Coach Gary Hill, Montrell Johnson, Keedy Black. It's been a great show. Thanks to Marlon and Trey and Elena and everybody out there. Same time next week. Prep Weekly brought to you by De La Salle High School. Good night, everybody. Stay blessed.
De La Salle is the Christian Brothers High School on the Avenue, a tradition of excellence since 1949. Experience why De La Salle is the right fit by scheduling a spend-a-day tour for your child online at